ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم، وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا فلا مرد له، وما لهم من دونه من وال. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله، the most precious gift of Iman and the most perfect, pure and compassionate teachings of this complete deen of Islam that is there in its natural state for all times, societies and places. And praises be to Allah who's made us in the ummah of His most beloved Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved and the most lofty in the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala. That beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah Ta'ala Himself and all the malaika, the angels, continuously, not just momentarily, yusalloon, continuously confer salawat and durood. Allah sends and showers His special mercies continuously, and the malaika continuously in dua. Allah Ta'ala then honors us as His ummatis, this great honor to be doing the same, the honor of salawat and salam upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala speedily, that the ulama of the ummah have always encouraged the ummah to, especially in dire circumstances, excessive salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading from the Mubarak life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bringing alive the great sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One important duty on a Muslim is to understand the perfection, the completeness, and the immense wisdom and compassion in every injunction of Allah Ta'ala in this deen of Islam, even though there may be practical weaknesses. But understand that Islam in its pure and pristine state is the only and sole way of success in this world for eternity in the hereafter. It is imperative on a Muslim, a believer in Allah Ta'ala, that if any of the laws of Allah Ta'ala are openly being challenged, blatant breaking of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, every effort to prevent and stop it, to verbally discourage from it, and at the very, very least, to feel the pain in the heart that Allah's laws on His earth are being trampled upon and blatantly being broken. And also important to understand circumstances that prevail upon the Muslims, in most instances, is in par with the kind of amal and actions that we send forth in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Hadrat Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, a sahabi, was ill. When somebody visited and expressed sorrow on his illness, he says, "Why do you lament on that which has come to me because of my own sins?" Referring to the verse where Allah says that whatever difficulty befalls a believer, it is on account of some or the other deed of that person. Hadrat Sayyida Asma radiallahu anha, elder sister of Hadrat Aisha radiallahu anha, sister-in-law of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once had a headache, and she put her hand onto her head and said, "Wa dhunuba," that this is on account of my sins that I'm experiencing this headache. So circumstances, whether financial, whether political, whether safety and security, are determined, especially for Muslims, on account or due to the actions that we present to Allah Ta'ala. For the disbeliever, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir, this world is their jannah, but it is a prison for the believer. And the real eternal perfect jannah for a believer is in the akhirah. On one occasion, Hadrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates, and this is such a beautiful example, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrates specific situations and sins that bring in their wake specific circumstances that will prevail. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to us, we are about 10 muhajirin. خَمْسٌ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَن تُدْرِكُوهُنَّ. Five sins are such, and the resultant circumstances that are so severe that I seek Allah's protection, and I seek Allah's protection that you ever have to go through them. And let us listen to these Mubarak words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and see the absolute truthfulness in it. Therefore, we turn to Allah Ta'ala with amal, with actions, with sincere tawbah and repentance, so much so that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged one hadith that I am Allah, I am the controller of the hearts of all kings and rulers, I am the King of kings, I control the hearts of your kings, and if you turn to me in general obedience, then I turn to you with favorable circumstances, with softness, with prosperity, and then me. And if you turn to me in disobedience, then I turn their hearts tyrannical, and you will experience all kinds of difficulties. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do not waste your time cursing your rulers. Rectify your own actions, turn to Allah with dua and humility. I will turn their hearts favorably towards you. A person once started speaking ill and cursing one of the rulers when a very pious person said that do not do that. I fear that on account of our increased sins that if he is replaced, then maybe apes and swines will be made to rule over you. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah mentions that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about these five circumstances that when immorality and immodesty becomes rampant, behayai, zina, adultery, fornication is perpetrated openly, then await the spreading of such diseases that your forefathers have never ever heard of, and plagues that your forefathers have never heard of. Number two, when you will become dishonest and cheat in your weighing, in your business dealings, then await droughts, famine, inflation, and oppressive and tyrannical rulers over yourselves. Number three, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you refuse to pay the zakah, that we know is actually a cleansing, purification, increase in wealth, then Allah Ta'ala withholds rains. Had it not been for the innocent mute animals, not even a drop of water would have come down from the skies. When you continuously, number four, break your covenants that you have given to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then your enemies will be dominant upon you, will attack you, will prevail upon you, and will usurp some of your wealth. And lastly, when you refuse to rule by the pure constitution of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala will create severe disunity amongst yourselves as Muslims. When you refuse to rule by the pure constitution and laws of Allah Ta'ala, a Muslim at all junctures is guided by what pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. There can never ever be a compromise in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. In making a choice, for example, in voting, etc., that who are those who stand up for rights of Muslims, Palestine, let us not forget the atrocities on the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah by the various factions of Shia within Syria. Hundreds of thousands made shaheed, 14 million displaced, many women's izzah and honor have been taken, have been raped. We hardly ever hear about the atrocities on the Muslims in Xinjiang, in Turkestan, in China, and many other places of the world. Those who promote values of modesty, especially refraining from immodesty, immorality, justice, standing up for the rights of the poor, especially poverty alleviation in our country, poverty is on dire levels. So these five circumstances mentioned by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam under those five conditions and five sins that will bring in their wake the aforementioned conditions, humble appeal and plea and appeal is made that there are two books extremely valuable on the subject that we are discussing that we try and read, extremely beneficial. One is called Jazawul Amal, Deeds and the Retributions, by Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahimahullah, an extremely valuable book detailing the various good deeds and what favorable circumstances come in dunya and in akhirah, and various sins and disobediences of Allah Ta'ala, the harms even in this world he has documented 27, and the many in the hereafter. And a second book by Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria rahimahullah, Al-I'tidal fi Maratib al-Rijal, extremely precious in fully understanding the reason for the prevailing circumstances upon the ummah. So as said, very important for a mu'min that when a sin is being perpetrated, then the least is to feel the pain in the heart. We know last week the Bella Bill was passed, Basic Education Amendment Bill, and it is purely there to snatch and take away deen, spirituality and modesty. A girl at school who is pregnant at 12 can have an abortion. All means have to be facilitated and parents do not even have the right to object on it. Compulsory, not just sex education, comprehensive sex education starting from the age of 5. We know what will flow in its wake. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran Azim mentions an amazing story of the Bani Israel who were living on the shores of the Red Sea when Allah Ta'ala tested them. And in here a great lesson for us, the lesson of feeling the pain, stopping, condemning the blatant disobediences of Allah Ta'ala on His own earth. Allah Azza wa Jalla had prohibited them from working, earning on a Saturday, the Sabbath. So Allah Ta'ala tested this group of the Bani Israel from the city of Ayla, وَسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ, that the other days of the week, the fish would not come in abundance and apparently, but on a Saturday, in order to test them, they would come in abundance to the surface as a test from Allah Ta'ala. So what did they do? They meddled with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, tried to temper, change and compromise the laws of Allah Ta'ala. They would throw out the nets on a Friday and say on Saturday we are doing nothing and pull them back on a Sunday full of fish. Three categories within this nation: those who openly broke the commands of Allah. A second group, the best of them all, who just over and above abstaining, reprimanded, tried to speak against the breaking of the laws of Allah Ta'ala, prohibiting them from this action and tempering with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And a third group, though not participating themselves, did not prohibit, they even said to those prohibiting, loosely translated, that why are you advising a people whom you know are soon eligible for the punishment of Allah? In other words, why are you wasting time advising? They will not listen to you, they will not heed. When the punishment of Allah Ta'ala came, the best of group, Allah says, أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهُونَ عَنِ السُّوءِ, we gave complete salvation for those to those who had been prohibiting from the sin, from the evil, who had felt the pain of Allah Ta'ala's commands being broken on His earth. We gave them complete salvation. Those who tempered and meddled with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, a humiliating punishment, Allah Ta'ala says, where Allah gave the command for them to turn into monkeys, into swine and apes, in other verses of the Quran Azim. As far as that group who did not perpetrate but did not prohibit, Allah does not mention, but many commentators say that ultimately they also, though on a lesser degree, attain salvation because they at least knew wrong to be wrong. Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq, inshallah, to understand the perfection, the compassion. As Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala on the way, and we make dua for oppressed brethren in the ummah in all parts of the world, on his way to receiving the keys of Jerusalem without a fight, and his commanders in chief advise him to dress more pompously than his simple clothing and ride a conveyance that is more attractive, he said, O Muslims, you are the most degraded and humiliated of people on this earth. And Allah Ta'ala gave you izzah and honor only and solely through Islam. The moment you will think honor, izzah, and goodness to be in anything other than Islam and his pure teachings, Allah Ta'ala will ultimately humiliate you. May Allah protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Humble request once again, inshallah, we try and spend as generously as possible. One of the means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is spending for the sake and the happiness and the love of Allah Ta'ala. It cools the anger of Allah Ta'ala. It prevents a bad death. It brings the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على أعظم نعمة أتاحنا بها وهي نعمة الإسلام الدين الإسلام هو الدين القويم الكامل الذي لا عوج فيه ولا نقص قال الله عز وجل اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا وقال عز وجل ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين فعلى المسلم أن يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر ويتألم بمعاصي الله عز وجل في أرض الله عز وجل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان الأحوال التي تحول المسلمين مناسبة بعمالهم قال الله عز وجل إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك وقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اجعل هذا البلد وسائر بلاد المسلمين آمنة مطمئنة إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Sit in the soft, in the gaps in the soft in front of us. Once we're in the soft, stand as close as possible, leaving no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Standing as close as possible in salah, ensuring that we are in a straight line, is the means of unity within the ummah. تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.